Time for WTS.
What the Schrock?
With the captain of the Comets, number 79, Kaylee Schrock. So this is the second snowiest Fort Wayne winter ever. You've lived through, except for college, you've lived in Fort Wayne your whole life, right?
That is true. I played hockey in different cities. So Grand Rapids, Toledo, and then I lived 1 year to Dayton. I would say this is probably the worst winter I've ever seen.
It's the worst one I can remember. I don't know when the first snowiest winter was, but it's certainly the worst that I remember.
Yeah, for sure. It's bad. But, you know, I don't know. I just like the snow.
So being stuck in, you've been catching up on your Netflix.
Yeah, well, you know, I just finished Dexter.
I saw that. I saw every episode ever of Dexter. I loved it up until the end. I was like, this is not really happening.
I guess a lot of people are really disappointed with the ending. I enjoyed it, but to say the least, I mean, it was tough. You know, it was a tough ending.
I was glad that he sent Harrison off to live with, what's her name, Hannah. I was glad about that. But then the way they ended it with Dexter, like, I feel like that was not a good ending for him. But the whole series was really, really good. I'm so glad you watched it.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I will say, like, during that eighth season, it was hard. There were some points where it was hard for me to finish it. Like, with most shows, I just cruise right through. But I guess the last, like, six or seven episodes are pretty good. It got me involved again. And now that it's over, it's like, kind of sucks. But.
See, I'm just sitting here as the casual TV viewer. Like, I didn't hear anybody say anything bad about Breaking Bad. So I was, like, in on it because it was, like, everybody said it was awesome from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, these shows like Homeland and Dexter where it's like, here they're kind of good, but then they go bad, then they get good again. And it's like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
I have not seen Breaking Bad yet.
That's going to be your next one.
Yeah, that'll be my next one. I'm waiting on the Walking Dead to come out. February, so I'm excited for that.
Do you see Walking Dead at all, Angie?
No, I hate zombies.
Yeah, that's.
I'm terrified of zombies. No, I've never seen that show ever. No, and one of my sons watches it and he digs it, and I tried to watch it, but it's so terrible. I hate zombies. And then any noise I hear like at night, I automatically in my head, it's not like somebody coming in to rob us or something. It's definitely a zombie. Any like scary noise that I hear or I can't explain, it's a zombie.
It's a zombie. Yeah, so maybe you shouldn't watch that. Well, it's probably good. Mark that one off the list. More with Kaylee Schrock here, WTS, What the Schrock on 95.1. The team's Super Bowl party was a bit of a surprise.
We did a surprise rookie party for all the rookies, and we dressed six of them up, and we sent them outside in the snow on a scavenger hunt in their costumes around my neighborhood to get different things, and it was probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen. We had a kid in a bear costume, and you know, they were walking around the neighborhood, and people weren't so sure to open their doors to give them the items, but we really had fun with it. It was a good time.
How do you surprise a bunch of rookies? How do you, like, do you coerce them, bribe them? I mean, when you say surprise, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, pretty much we're going to have the Super Bowl party here at my house, and every year the team does the rookie party, but this year's schedule has been so bad we haven't had time to do the rookie party because obviously there are some adult beverages that usually, you know, you drink when, you know, you get the rookies involved. Well, you can't do that when your schedule's so vigorous and we have games coming up. So this was the perfect week to do it, but we just decided, hey, we had planned on having the Super Bowl party at my house, but we didn't tell any of the rookies that it was actually going to be the rookie party.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Yeah, the rookies all came to the house, and they're thinking, oh, this is just going to be a nice time for me to relax and just watch some football with the boys. And there's a sign we had that Chris Ogier made. It just said, welcome to the rookie party. And you could just see their faces when they walked in. They're like, oh, no. we got them in their costumes, and we sent them around the neighborhood for about 45 minutes to do the scavenger hunt. And then we always make them play Whose Line Is It Anyways, where they have to play one of us or the coach and act out the scenes. And that was probably my favorite part of the whole night, was watching these guys, you know, make fun of us or, you know, make fun of a coach or whoever. But it was just It was priceless.
I love the idea of showing up at a Super Bowl party thinking I'm going to just eat dip and watch a football game, and all of a sudden I'm in a bear costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was some good costumes, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know if there's video of that, but I saw the video of the fight you had this weekend. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay. You know, I got off to kind of a slow start. I lost my balance, but it ended well for me, so that was good. But you know, you never want to get beat up on home ice. That's the biggest fear of mine. If I fight on the road and get my butt kicked on the road, that's okay because there's that many Fort Wayne fans or my family or friends there. But I always am nervous to lose a fight at home.
Your new fight this weekend brings your total number of fights so far this season to 11, with a career number of fights to 104, all according to the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter.
Jeez. I'm climbing. Every time you say that, it just doesn't sound... I don't feel like I'm going to make it out alive.
Yeah, you are.
Talking about zombies, 104 fights. It's gruesome.
All right. Well, you guys, what are you, home once, twice this weekend?
Twice this weekend. I think we're home Friday and Sunday, and then we're away Saturday.
Talk to you next week. Thanks again for checking in, and best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot.